Today we're going to be looking at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, beginning in verse 7. Listen to this. It says, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." You know, the other night I was flipping through the channels in my hotel room when I saw this program about Gene Simmons. You remember, the heavy metal rock star from the 70s and 80s. And in the few minutes that I caught this program, it looked like people were trying to convince him to marry his live-in girlfriend, Shannon Tweed. Of course, they didn't succeed because Gene Simmons has openly stated that he doesn't believe in marriage. Actually, what he apparently says is that he doesn't believe that men are monogamous by nature. What's really sad, in addition to the fact that he and Shannon have two kids who seem to think it'd be a good idea for mom and dad to marry, the sad thing is that Gene Simmons is far from being alone in his opinion. Over the last several decades, respect for the institution of marriage has plummeted in Western society. Huge numbers of couples are choosing to shack up instead of walk down the aisle. And for lots of people, being married is nothing more than a technicality. Oh, it's just a piece of paper, a legal procedure, they say. But you know, they couldn't be more wrong. Marriage is not just a ceremony or some sort of legal status. Marriage changes who you are. According to the Bible, marriage isn't some outdated institution dreamed up by men who lived in the dim ancient past. Marriage is an idea dreamed up by God Himself. Right from the very beginning of creation, He made two kinds of people, male and female. And by their very natures, they are completely different. Two halves of an equation that becomes something very special when they join themselves together in God's institution of marriage. And today, as we're reaping the tragic consequences of the sexual revolution, people are starting to figure out that marriage isn't just a convenience or a nice romantic thought. Marriage is actually good for you. Today we know that being married actually extends your lifespan, raises your income, improves your health, and hundreds of other benefits that don't seem to be anywhere near as prevalent in common law relationships. Today we're discovering that God's way really is the best, that marriage is a very special gift to the human race. Now, I know it's not popular to suggest this, but I think the time is right for people to ask themselves what exactly it is that we threw away when we stopped getting married in the Western world. What's happened to our cities, our neighborhoods, our kids, when we allowed wrong influences to convince us to abandon the God-honored, time-tested institution that has formed the most basic foundation for human society since humankind has been walking the earth? Apparently, those who think we're not naturally monogamous are proving themselves to be wrong. Our nature might be to sin, to do the wrong thing, but that's not the way we were originally wired. And quite frankly, those who choose to build their homes on God's principles are finding it's just a better way to live.